Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon show. I'm Jim Shields, and I'm here on a gorgeous Friday afternoon with three people who do one of my my favorite things. They illustrate children's books because we are celebrating the Hudson Children's Book Festival. It's kicking off this weekend. It's going to be tomorrow, May 4th, free admission. Let me tell you a little about that, and then we'll hear from our guests who are all children's book illustrators. And I'm going to have a whole set of different authors and illustrators coming through the studio today so we can hear all sorts of interesting stuff about what's happening at the book festival. And it's going to be the fifth annual Children's Book Festival at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. That's tomorrow, May 4th, from 10 to 4 in Hudson. There's going to be children and young adult authors and illustrators, hundreds of books to browse, presentations, arts and crafts, workshops, hot dogs, all sorts of stuff. There's live music performance, including Aaron Nigel Smith, and there is food and treats, and admission is free. So let's try to get out there tomorrow to the book festival. And we're just having a little bit of a technical issue with microphones. Can everyone hear okay?
I'm good.
Can you hear? Great. Okay.
I'm not hearing.
Oh, yeah. It's just one ear. Okay.
No, neither one. I don't hear.
And, well, we're gonna soldier on and get a little technical help here. And I'm here in the studio with Janice Hector, Elizabeth Zunan, and Isa Trapani, who are all children's book illustrators.
Isa.
Pardon me. I learn it and then I say it. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
Great. And so we've already started our discussion about illustration and children's books. Could you each maybe talk about what medium you work in? You know, what artistic medium you work in for your illustrations, and maybe a little bit about what the advantage that you find with that, or disadvantage, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I work mostly in oil paint. I use watercolor paper that I cover in gesso, and then I draw out my designs in pencil, and I use oil paint mostly for the faces that I paint, the skies, the grounds. And often I like to use some collage elements. So I use cut paper that I cut into different shapes, like the character's clothing or animals or leaves or flowers. I like to use a bunch of different media to get kind of an eclectic look for my illustrations.
And that's Elizabeth Zunan. And Elizabeth, what's your most recent book that we'll see?
My most recent book is A President from Hawaii from Candlewick Press. It's about the childhood of Barack Obama.
Great. Okay, thanks. And how about Isa?
I work in watercolor. I use Arches 300-pound cold press paper, and I work in layers, glazing, to add a lot of depth to my work. Is pretty detailed.
Mm. And is that something that? Why do you choose that medium for the illustrations?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I keep playing with other media, acrylics, sometimes pastels, and I just keep going back to the watercolor. I've kind of mastered it over time, and I'm comfortable with it, and I like the way it looks.
Great. There's a consistency. That's great. And Janice, do you want to talk about... I'm sorry. And Isa, could you tell us about your most recent book?
My most recent book came out last year. I have one... it was The Bear Went Over the Mountain. Most of the books that I make are well-known children's songs or nursery rhymes, and I add new verses onto them and turn them into a whole story with a plot. And actually, one of the reasons why I have stuck with the watercolor is to maintain a consistent look from book to book.
Mm. Great. And Janice?
I work digitally. I use a program called Corel Painter, and a Wacom tablet and a pen. And my most recent book is The Great Elephant Escape with Pelican Publishing.
Wow. So you're the three illustrators here, Janice, you're the one digital illustrator who works directly in digital. And what's that like compared to what you've done before? Or, I mean, I'm assuming you must have started out.
Right. I used all types of media, charcoal and oil, acrylic, and I still do paintings in oils and acrylic. The thing I like about working digitally is it's very easy to make changes and to move things around. I don't have to start from scratch if I want to change something.
And is there a trade-off there? What's the downside of digital compared to traditional media?
Yeah, I don't really see a downside. Also, it's easier for the publisher. It's already digital. They don't have to scan the artwork in.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Have either of you thought about going digital?
Nope. I'm going to stick to my oil traditional techniques.
Yeah.
I know the advantages of working digitally, but I still like the tactile experience of working with a brush and paint.
Right, that's a big change. And we started this conversation before. This is something I'm always interested in about that, about the moment. And I hope it's not too big a question, but it's this question about, and maybe you could give us an example from one of your books too, about choices you make. You have this flow of this story going along, and you think, okay, this is the moment that I'm going to illustrate, and this is the picture is going to be of this, because it's got to be kind of a snapshot, a static moment somewhat. Or maybe you have a different way around that. Do you want to talk about the decisions you have to make to turn the words of the story into an illustration? And who wants to go first?
I'll go first. For me, it's pretty easy, because most...
This is Isa.
For me, it's pretty easy because most of the books I make are really geared for preschool to kindergarten, maybe first grade. So the plot really moves forward from page to page. So I really have the one thing to illustrate. I don't have to pick from a lot of text.
Right.
Each sentence, you know, like for instance, my book, The Itsy Bitsy Spider. First, it goes up the water spout, so I drew that. The next one,
I see.
It goes up the kitchen wall, so I had the scene in the kitchen, that kind of thing.
That's true. I never thought about the fact that as the books become more complex, the ratio of illustrations to text changes quite a bit. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's relatively straightforward. But something like Barack Obama being born in Hawaii, I mean, that's going to be a more text-heavy story, I imagine. So how about you, Elizabeth?
Well, I like to try to put myself in my character's shoes. I've never been to Hawaii, and I've never met Barack Obama, but I did grow up in West Africa in a country called the Ivory Coast. And I grew up with a lot of tropical flowers and palm trees and beaches, so I tried to imagine that I was back home and thinking about what I would like to do, where I would like to go, where I would like to be. And also, when I'm working on a picture book, most picture books are 32 pages, and I need to make sure that before I start my final illustrations, I have planned out what's going to go on each of these 32 pages. So I make a plan. I want to make sure that I see the character in the beginning of the book. We want to know what the character looks like. And I want to make sure that there's a variety of views of the character. I want to make sure that I have a close-up of their face. I want to make sure that I have a zoomed-out view of their entire body within a landscape. So I like to work with a variety of body positioning with my characters and also try to imagine myself in their shoes.
So to some degree, there's kind of an inventory. Like you want to get every idea out there, but then you have creativity within that.
Right. Just trying to find a variety of views so that every time you turn the page, it's something exciting and new to mm-hmm. look at.
Right. So a lot of variety, but somewhat predictable. And I mean, you want people to know what might be coming, but variety. Oh, that's great. Right. Yeah, thanks. And then Janice, how about you? Do you have a different view on this choosing the moment question?
Well, I like to do several sketches. And I'll run it by other people, especially kids, to see their reaction. And I also like to have some variety of of the location of the different scenes. And the most recent book was The Great Elephant Escape, and I tried to have a variety of showing the elephants and the people. And at the circus and then at home. So I try and have a lot of variety.
Great. Okay, that's, I think that's interesting. Yes.
I just thought I'd add to that that I also use a storyboard when I start out, because seeing all the 32 pages on one sheet really gives you an idea of the flow of the book. It's like a blueprint.
Okay, so that's right. So that's the planning process, using the storyboard, and then you can make changes within that before you've even started the illustrations. Okay, great. And Isa, you're a you're an illustrator and a writer.
Yes.
And Elizabeth and Janice, I understand that you're primarily illustrators, although Elizabeth's working on a book. Do you want to talk about that relationship between writing and illustrating, or collaborating with a writer, or what that whole process is like?
Well, I'm very fortunate that I can illustrate my own books, but I have illustrated four books for other authors as well. So, and if the author writes descriptively, then it's easy to illustrate a book. But if it's not, you know, it depends on the writing. But as I'm writing a story, I'm thinking of the pictures right away.
Elizabeth, and how about, I'm kind of going in order here of how we're sitting, but
Well, from my own writings, I usually get story ideas that come from images that I see or characters that I imagine. So the images come first, and then a sentence, and then a paragraph, and then I try to string it into a story. So I'm working on that now, working on a couple of different story ideas, but nothing is really concrete yet. I'm just playing with my characters, playing with stories, playing with location.
Mm-hmm. And Janice, how about you?
I've also started writing. I don't have anything published yet, but I did write two stories for picture books, and that is my goal, to write and illustrate a children's book.
That's great. And so it sounds like you're, all three of you are very visual. So it does it start with pictures for you? Isa, I think.
That's interesting. For me, I guess it starts with the words, really. The story has to come first. But I'm thinking of the pictures as I'm creating the story, and to make sure that it lends itself to good imagery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And either of you have something that you'd like to add about in the writing process? Do you think about pictures? Are you thinking pictorially and then writing from that? Or
I'm usually thinking of pictures first, and then feelings come second, mm-hmm. or moments in time that I want to capture come second. But definitely visual is first.
Yeah, great.
For the writing, the stories that I wrote so far, I just thinking about the writing. I haven't thought of the illustrations yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're starting primarily with story first, and then
right.
you'll think about the illustrations.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, interesting. And so the book fest is tomorrow, and what are you going to be doing at the book fest?
We'll be signing books.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
okay.
And talking to people and doing a story time.
Are there any illustrations that you might have at the festival? I mean, outside of the books? I don't know if you brought anything along, because typically you work larger than book size.
I usually work book size, actually, okay. with just a little bleed around. Otherwise, it takes too long.
That's a question I didn't even know. I don't even know whether people work in the size they publish, or do they work larger and scale it down. So, well, thanks a lot for coming in. And
thank you.
I think it's fascinating. I can't wait to see your books tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Nice being here.
Yeah. Have a great book fest.